We are back. I think we must, on this program, devote about 5 minutes to another anniversary that takes place today, May 29th. 50 years ago today, as we mentioned in our first segment, Mount Everest was first conquered by Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. But 100 years ago today, Bob Hope was born. Bob Hope was a vaudevillian in the 1920s. He made his radio debut in 1932. He started with NBC in 1935, and by 1938 began a series of programs for Pepsodent toothpaste. He became a very big star. In the 1930s, like many radio stars such as Jack Benny and Burns and Allen, he was able to make the transition into motion pictures. In 1940, this really took off when Hope teamed up with an even bigger star, Bing Crosby, in the first of seven road pictures. And I will confess, I'm not a huge Bob Hope fan, but in reviewing for this program, I did have to laugh on numerous occasions at coming up, reviewing some of his more memorable lines. In 1945's The Road to Utopia, an elderly Hope apparently hears Bing Crosby's approaching singing voice for the first time in 35 years, to which he quips, "Who'd be selling fish at this hour?" One thing that used to always tickle me about the Hope and Crosby pictures was how Hope would always turn around, like, look at the audience and break down the fourth wall to direct his comments to the patrons sitting in the movie theater. This morning, I took down The Road to Morocco off my shelf where it's been gathering dust and stuck it into my VCR. And wouldn't you know it, this was the scene that came up.
Fine thing. First you sell me for $200, then I'm going to marry the princess, then you cut in on me. Then we're carried off by a desert sheik, now we're going to have our heads chopped off.
I know all that.
Yeah, but the people who came in the middle of the picture don't.
You mean they missed my song?
Hope had been a big radio star in the 30s and 40s, a big movie star into the 40s up until, you know, the 1960s. He was still making movies, even in the 70s, I believe. He completed the triple whammy with a segue into television in the 1950s. He was most famous for his specials, which would appear on NBC. Hope entertained for the USO every year from 1942 to 1990. He first began taping Christmas specials in 1954, which he then later sold to the network. I remember in high school my teacher speaking rather disparagingly of Mr. Bob Hope for his habit of being rather an unabashed hawk while he was selling his specials of entertaining the troops to network television. I have heard it said that it was mandatory to attend Hope's performances in Vietnam. I don't know whether that was true. I suspect it was. On the other hand, to a lot of GIs stationed overseas in a wartime theater, worried about whether they were going to come home again, I'm sure that Bob Hope's entertainment brought a lot of good cheer to a lot of people. And on his 100th birthday, I just have to doff my hat to the guy. I'll be hitting my 50th birthday sometime in the not-too-distant future. I hope something really cool happens on that day, something in the equivalent of the ascent, the first ascent of Mount Everest. And I think it'd be really cool if, like Bob Hope, I'm around 50 years after that to celebrate its 50th anniversary. I guess this might be a good time for me to start that restricted calorie diet. Whether you're a big Bob Hope fan or not, you have to admit he's been hugely influential. Woody Allen attributes seeing The Road to Morocco when he was 7 years old to the thing that let him know what he wanted to do with the rest of his life. I wish Bob Hope well, and I hope that he can have a few more birthdays on the calendar. I'd like to close this with a comment from his last tour, which was mostly a low-key handshaking affair in Saudi Arabia as U.S. troops prepared for Operation Desert Storm. He said at that time, "Stealth bomber, that's a big deal. Flies in undetected, bombs, and flies away. Hell, I've been doing that all my life." Joining us now from the Middle East, our special Pentagon correspondent, Colonel William Cali Skip Klondike, coming to us from Doha, Qatar. Colonel Klondike.
Yes, sir.
How goes the Pentagon's work?
Oh, swimmingly. Things are going well. We have the theme song for Mr. Ahmed Chalabi all done. You know, we're seeking a famous country singer to record it.
Well, why country?
Country music resonates with important segments of society.
Well, I think of country music, people in cowboy hats driving pickups.
Sometimes.
Drinkers of moonshine.
Uh-huh.
Grand old Opry patrons.
Yes.
People who pray with their arm in the air.
Perhaps.
Watchers of Hee-Haw.
Fine, fine people.
None of them sound like voters in Iraq, sir.
Iraq? I don't get your point.
Well, isn't that where the election for the new Iraqi leader is to be held?
Oh, well, there will be polling in Iraq, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
But the secretary wants to see support for Mr. Chalabi everywhere.
So you cut a record?
Yes, we feel a good tune is something to be loved, whether you live near Texarkana or the Tigris-Euphrates. It's universal, Doug.
Can we hear it?
Yes. Yes, you can hear it. We seek airplay. It's a very snappy song. Here we go.
Iraqis need a strong man, a firm and steady guide hand. With help from Uncle Sam, it's Ahmed Chalabi. To help Baghdad's protection, we'll help them hold elections. So long as their selection is Ahmed Chalabi. He ain't a Nguyen Van Thu, no Marcos or Mobutu. He's more like Desmond Tutu, this Ahmed Chalabi. He'll contract Halliburton, so Cheney won't desert him. The future will be certain for Ahmed Chalabi. If oil's in the pipeline, the hairs, they won't be split fine. I'll rule without a timeline, says Ahmed Chalabi. Though gone since 58, Rumsfeld says he's great. Looks more and more like fate, wants Ahmed Chalabi.
Are you sure this'll help?
The election is kind of a formality, really.
Well, why is Iraq the only country in the region where the U.S. demands democracy?
I don't know that that's really true. Why would you say that?
Well, is Qatar scheduling an election?
The emir has not mentioned anything about it, no.
Well, what about our other allies?
Like who?
Bahrain.
No, no elections are planned for Bahrain.
Oman?
Not to my knowledge.
The United Arab Emirates?
Nope.
Kuwait?
Let me check. No, I don't see anything scheduled.
Saudi Arabia? Anything there?
Elections are not anticipated in the near future.
How about the middle to distant future?
Well, you never know.
Yemen?
Nothing on tap for Yemen, no, sir.
Jordan?
Now, in Jordan, the king assures us he will hold a referendum on his rule.
When?
One of these days.
How is the electoral process going in Afghanistan?
Oh, the king is quite healthy. Thanks for asking.
Any candidates for elected office coming along?
I'm not sure about Afghanistan.
So just Iraq, then?
Yes, yes, we will see elections in Iraq. Definitely.
Well, exporting democracy sure seems a bit selective.
And may I add that we are intent upon changes in Syria as well.
And Iran?
Yes, yes, they sure as heck better stop aiding Al-Qaeda over there.
Like Iraq aided Al-Qaeda?
Yes, sir, that is correct. It's equally unacceptable.
Well, have you uncovered any connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda?
We expect to find one, toot sweet.
Just like those weapons of mass destruction?
And may I add, Syria must take note of how important democracy is to us in the Middle East.
Well, Colonel, the sincerity of our commitment to democracy in the region seems pretty obvious to the entire world, I think.
I hope so. And by the way, you know, those voting machines have arrived.
From Florida?
Yes, we're storing them in the Baghdad Museum.
Are they safe there?
Oh, we got guards all over that place now. It's like Fort Knox. And did you hear? We're getting back many looted items now.
Oh, well, which ones?
The entire set of Hanging Garden of Babylon ashtrays taken from the gift shop.
You got those back, eh?
And the decorative plates with Britney Spears and belly dancer costume.
Those are back, too?
Yes, the ones from the Alibaba Curio shop next to the museum.
Well, sir, any sign of the celebrated copper mask of Sargon the First?
Sargon? The original? No. But a representation has come back, yes.
A copy, then.
A velvet painting of that very image.
Well, thank you, Colonel.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your airplay of Mr. Chalabi's theme. It means a lot.
Yeah, well, it has a good beat.
And one can dance to it.
Perhaps. Please come again.
Yes, sir, I will.
You've been listening to Radio Parallax on KDVS 90.3 FM. Our special thanks to Reese Ehrlich, author of Target Iraq, for his most fascinating look at what's going on over there. And, of course, our regular Pentagon correspondent, William Callie Skip Klondike from Doha, Qatar. Stay tuned for Todd Urich and Hometown Atrocities. We will see you next Thursday at 5 o'clock. This program was engineered by Mr. Edward McMillan, and I'm Douglas Everett.